gathering service.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit.
In October
terms
of 2006,
of babies.
Conservative...
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
The time is 6:04, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes or so as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. As you know, CITR has recently started podcasting, and now you can catch Uncommon Practice and all your other favorite CITR shows whenever you want. That's on our website, CITR.ca, and follow the link to podcasting. Now, of course, this service has proven popular with fans of CITR, and the demand is increasing all the time. Even though we've been doing this for about, I don't know, 8 weeks or so. But with all this fast increase in demand, we need to purchase more powerful server and more bandwidth in order to provide all this service. So we're asking your help to donate to CITR and help us keep our podcasting service and everything else that we do on the air. If you'd like to donate to CITR, you can call 604-822-8648 or 822-1242, or you can visit our website and donate online. That's citr.ca/donate.php. CITR's funding drive is going on until November 24th, so you have plenty of opportunity to call in or click online or even come by and make a donation in person. All right, now let's get on with the music. To start us out tonight, we have some music from Christos Hatzis, a Canadian composer born in 1953, currently teaching composition at the University of Toronto. Hatzis is originally from Greece. He grew up there and spent much of his young adulthood there too. Then he moved to the United States and eventually settled in Canada. And a lot of his music draws on his Greek heritage. Here's your work for viola, recorder, and tape. This one is entitled Nadir, and we can hear that Greek influence in this piece. Here is Peter Hannon on the recorder and Douglas Perry on the viola. That was Nadir, a work for viola, recorder, and tape by Greek-Canadian composer Christos Hatzis. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboisha Matsura. If you would like to donate to CITR's fundraising campaign and help support CITR and all of its great programs, you can call 822-8648 or 822-1242. That's area code 604. Or you can visit www.citr.ca/donate.php if you would like to make your donation online. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, some music for the accordion, which I guess here in North America tends to be considered sort of a, well, folksy instrument, sometimes even somewhat of a joke instrument. But in other places of the world, particularly in Eastern Europe and countries from the former Soviet Union, the accordion is considered a serious instrument, and many classical composers have written music for it. Now here's an excerpt from a piece by Sofia Gubaidulina, a composer formerly from Russia, who now lives in Germany. She's written a number of works for the accordion, and here is one entitled De Profundis. Here is accordionist Teodoro Anzalotti. That was an excerpt from De Profundis, a work for solo accordion by Sofia Gobardolina. And right now it's time to take a short break here on Uncommon Practice for this announcement.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR funding drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fund drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR funding drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
All right, folks, you heard it right there. CITR's funding drive is going on until the 24th. And as an incentive, as an extra incentive, we are offering prizes for everyone who donates. For $25, you get one Friends card, which you can use to get discounts in various Vancouver area stores, and you get one CD. For $45, you get two Friends cards and two CDs. For $60, you get one Friends card, two CDs, and one CITR shirt. For $101.90, you get two Friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition shirt. For $150, you get two Friends cards, five CDs, one CITR shirt or bag, and one limited edition shirt. And for those of you who are big spenders out there and want to donate $250, you will get two Friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts or bags, and two limited edition t-shirts. So support CITR and get free stuff. You can call 604-822-8648 or 822-1242. Or you can donate online at citr.ca/donate.php. All right, you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR, UBC Student Radio. I'm your host, Niboy Shimatsura, here with you for another 60 minutes. Now here's a choral work from French composer Olivier Messiaen, who was a very religious man. For a long time, he worked as a church organist in Paris, and many of his works have a religious, spiritual, mystical element to them. He only wrote one work that is actually used in church services, and now we're going to hear that work. It is entitled O Sacrum Convivium. It's one of his relatively early works, written in the 1930s, and here it is performed by Groupe Vocal de France.
Thank you.
O Sacrum Convivium by Olivier Messiaen. If you listen to a lot of classical music on the radio, you might have noticed that composers like Messiaen and others who are well-known but well-known and their music gets played a lot, their music is not featured very often on the radio for one reason or another. Sometimes it's too complex, or people think it's too complex for a lot of people to listen to, or it's not the right style, or whatever reason. But the point is that a lot of mainstream radio tends to shun composers from the 20th century for various reasons, and fortunately, this is why we have community radio and university radio like CITR. So if you'd like to keep this innovative programming on the air, you can donate to CITR's fundraising campaign going on right now until November 24th. The number to call is 604-822-8648 or 822-1242. Or if you'd like to donate online, you can do so at citr.ca/donate.php. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, an excerpt from a violin concerto by Andrzej Panufnik, a 20th century Polish composer who has also been neglected by mainstream radio and for a long time by mainstream classical music audiences. Now, Panufnik's life story is very bittersweet. He was born in 1914 in Poland, and as a young man, he traveled all over Europe and studied with many famous composers in Austria and England and Germany and so on, and also France, I guess. Then he returned to his native Poland at the beginning of World War II, and after the war, he established a reputation for himself as a composer, and for a while, he was the best-known composer in all of Poland. But unfortunately, he felt that he was being oppressed artistically and politically by the Polish government. So in the 1950s, he decided to flee to England, where he had to start his career all over again. In his own words, he went from being, quote, number one in Poland to no one at all in England. Fortunately, he was able to establish a career for himself eventually in England, and he also got married and had kids and had a very happy family life. Here is one of his later works, written after he became a famous composer in England. This was commissioned by the famous violinist Sir Yehudi Menuhin, and here it's played by violinist Mark Stevenson, accompanied by the London Musici. Here is the third movement of the violin concerto by Andrzej Panufnik. Thank you. third movement from the Violin Concerto by Andrei Panufnik. Earlier, I mentioned that Panufnik had to flee to England in the 1950s and begin his career all over again. And even though he eventually became, well, fairly famous, for a long time he was ignored. His music was ignored by the BBC radio, which is the main classical music radio provider in the UK, primarily for stylistic reasons. The management there didn't like his music because they had a very narrow style. They were very much into the avant-garde stuff that was popular in Europe in the 50s and 60s. And since Panufnik didn't write that way, they weren't interested in him, which was too bad. And a similar situation happens, well, even now. Here in North America, a lot of contemporary composers get ignored for one reason or another. But fortunately, we have community and campus radio stations, just like CITR, to bring you all these neglected and undeservedly ignored composers. So that's what CITR is all about, bringing you music and programs that are not heard anywhere else in Greater Vancouver. And we are a non-commercial station, so we're not motivated by corporate interests. CITR is also a place where students, amateurs, and anybody else can express their creative ideas through the medium of radio. And we've been on the air for almost 25 years now, and we've garnered praise from listeners and media observers across the Lower Mainland. So we've accomplished all these things with very limited resources and funding, but we need listener support to continue our work. So if you'd like to help us stay on the air for another 25 years, you can donate to CITR during our ongoing funding drive. That'll be going on until November 24th. And if you'd like to pledge a donation, the number to call is 604-822-8648 or 822-1242. If you'd like to donate online using our secure website, you can find that at citr.ca/donate.php. All right, now it's time to take a short break for this pre-recorded announcement.
The Friends of CITR card is here. Flash your card the next time you buy music at Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Vinyl Records, Audio Pile, or Beat Street Records and get a sweet discount. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
And if you donate to CITR during our ongoing funding drive, you'll get prizes, including friends cards, CITR merchandise, CDs, and limited edition t-shirts. So, again, the number to call if you want to donate is 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. Or you can go online and make a contribution that way. That's at citr.ca/donate.php. All right, the time is 6:48, and let's take a look at local weather right now. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's mostly cloudy. The temperature is 7 degrees, and the wind is out of the west-southwest at 5 kilometers per hour. The forecast for tonight calls for cloudy periods, with a 40% chance of showers early this evening. It will also become windy, and the low will be +2. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, and also windy conditions again. The high will be 10 degrees. For tomorrow night, rain, heavy at times, total rainfall amounts of 20 to 30 millimeters. Wind will be southeast at 30 kilometers per hour, increasing to 40 to 60 kilometers per hour in the evening, and our low will be 7. On Wednesday, more rain and wind with a high of 12. On Thursday, showers with a low of +4 and a high of 8. And on Friday, well, you guessed it, more rain. The low will be 3 and the high 8 degrees. All right, now back to some more music here on Uncommon Practice. Coming up next, we have a gorgeous piece for string quartet by Reza Vali, who is originally from Iran. And he was born in 1952, I think. He studied Persian folk music when he was growing up in Iran. Later, he moved to Austria and studied Western classical music there. Now he teaches music composition at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the United States. This is a lament for a string quartet. This is from his folk song set number 11B. Many of his works incorporate influences of Persian folk music. And here's the lament performed by Quarteto Latinoamericano. Lament from for String Quartet by Reza Vali. That was from his folk song set number 11B. Or maybe it was 12B. Well, I don't remember. But Reza Vali is a Persian-American composer who has these folk song sets that are based on traditional folk music from his native Iran. All right, the time is 6:56, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. As always, I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura. Well, as I have mentioned several times, CITR is doing its very first funding drive. That's going on right now until November 24th, 2006. If you would like to contribute to CITR and help us bring you all of our unique and innovative programming, you can donate either, or you can pledge a donation either over the phone or online. The number to call is 604-822-8648 or 822-1242, or you can go online at citr.ca/donate.php and make your donation online. You can pay in several ways, including cash, checks, money orders, or our preferred method, Visa or MasterCard. Again, you can phone in your donation or walk in and fork over the money in person, or you can donate online through our website, citr.ca. Okay, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, some orchestral music. We haven't been listening to much of that tonight. Here's an orchestral work from Linda Bouchard, a Canadian composer and conductor and flautist who is currently based in Montreal. And she's also been active in New York for a number of years. She founded a new music ensemble there. I don't know if that's still around. But anyway, she's in Montreal now, and this work that we're going to hear is Elan. It was commissioned by L'Orchestre Métropolitain in 1990, and that's the group that we're going to hear in this performance, and they're conducted by Walter Boudreau. Thank you. Okay, that was Elan, a very colorful and energetic orchestral work by Canadian composer Linda Bouchard. Well, if you've heard classical music on mainstream radio, like CBC or NPR, if you're in the United States, you probably noticed that they don't play a lot of new music. So this piece that we just heard, you're not very likely to hear anything like it on mainstream classical radio. But fortunately, that's why CITR and other campus and community radio stations are here. And now we are looking for your help during CITR's funding drive going on right now until November 24th. Among other things, we need help for raising money to upgrade our on-air studio. The last time we upgraded the studio was 10 years ago, and now we need money to replace our consoles, buy new headphones, and new turntables. All this equipment is used by over 120 DJs with varying needs, and it's very costly and expensive to maintain, as you can imagine. So now we're turning to you, our listeners, for help in raising this money. So if you would like to pledge a donation to CITR, you can call right now, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. Or if you'd like to donate online, you can visit citr.ca/donate.php. And as extra incentives for donating and as our way of thanking you, you will receive prizes for donations of $25 and up. These prizes include CDs, CITR merchandise, and Friends of CITR cards, which are good for discounts in various Lower Mainland area businesses. All right, you're listening to Uncommon Practice, and I'm your host, Neboisha Matsura. Now here's some music for prepared piano by John Cage, who was arguably one of the most influential composers in the 20th century. Among other innovations that he concocted is the prepared piano. Basically what that is a piano with various objects stuck between its strings. Now these can be rocks, coins, screws, nails, and pretty much anything that you can fit in there, pieces of paper. Just last week I was at a concert where they put erasers, rubber erasers, in between piano strings. So it's a commonplace thing now, but John Cage is the one who started it all back in the 1930s. So here's some of his works for prepared piano, starting out with one entitled And the Earth Shall Bear Again. Here's pianist Boris Behrmann. Thank you. That was some music for a prepared piano by the one and only John Cage. That piece that we just heard was entitled The Perilous Night, number 6. And before that, we heard And the Earth Shall Bear Again. The time is 7:15, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Nebue Shimatsura, and I'll be here for another 15 minutes playing some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. If you would like to help keep Uncommon Practice and all your other favorite CITR shows on the air, you can make a financial donation to CITR. Right now, during our funding drive, you can call 604. Let's see. Well, you can call in. You can come into our studios and donate in person. We are here from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays to take your donation. We're located on the second floor in the Student Union Building here on the UBC campus. Or you can call right now, 604-822-8648, and I will be happy to take your pledge over the phone. Or you can donate online at citr.ca/donate.php. All right, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, some local music from Farshid Samandari, a Vancouver-based composer, also a student at UBC, currently pursuing a master's degree in music composition at the UBC School of Music. Here is a work for guitar quartet. This is called Elegy for the Remnants, performed by the UBC Guitar Quartet. Elegy for the Remnants by Vancouver-based composer Farshid Samandari. That was a performance from the UBC Guitar Quartet. All right, you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboi Shimatsura. Well, here at CITR, we're all about bringing you music that you don't hear anywhere else, and that includes local music, like the work that we just heard. And since we are a non-commercial station, we are not motivated by corporate interests, so we can bring you a lot of good music that other places don't provide for financial or ideological or other reasons. And of course, not just music, but also some great talk programming. If you would like to help CITR keep providing you with all its innovative music and talk programming and much more, you can donate to our fund drive going on right now. That will be going on until November 24th. So the number to call is 604-822-8648. You can call right now and make your pledge, or you can go online and give us your contribution that way. That is citr.ca/donate.php. Now, as an incentive for everyone to help us and contribute money, we are giving away prizes. For $25, you will get one CITR Friends card that will give you discounts in various Lower Mainland stores. So you'll get one of those and one CD. For $45, you'll get two Friends cards and two CDs. For $60, you get one Friends card, two CDs, and one CITR shirt. For $101.90, you will get two Friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition shirt. And for those of you who are big spenders, if you are willing and able to give us $150, you will get two Friends cards, five CDs, one CITR shirt or bag, one limited edition shirt. And for $250, you will get two Friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts or bags, and two limited edition shirts. So it's a win-win situation. You get to support CITR and all the wonderful things we do, and you get free stuff. So again, the number to call is 604-822-8648, or you can go online at citr.ca/donate.php. You can also drop by. CITR is located in the Student Union Building at the UBC campus. We're on the second floor. And just follow the signs. You can come in on weekdays between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and make your contribution in person. There will be volunteers to help you out with that. All right, well, I'm just about done for this week. Thanks for listening. I don't know if Karasu will be on next. Alex Ushijima is not here yet, so he may not be on the air this week. But coming up at 9 o'clock is the Jazz Show with one and only Gavin Walker. That's Vancouver's longest-running jazz program. And he does a special feature at 11. I'll be back here in 2 weeks on the 27th, on November 27th, Monday, from 6 p.m. until 7:30, right here on CITR, to give you more great classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.
CITR Funding Drive promo. Take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fun drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.